did before. We've gathered together all of the bits that we collected from that, and it spells Emmanuel, God with us. And it's interesting to think about Christmas, isn't it? Because not everybody that gets born, we find that we're celebrating their birth decades or centuries or even millennia later. And there was this guy called Matthew who, a few decades after Jesus was born, he was reflecting on the significance of Jesus. And he started by writing this book called, and we call it today, the Gospel of Matthew. And it starts with placing Jesus in the context of history. And he looks back to significant people in the past, to Abraham and to David, and when the nation of Israel was taken into exile into what is current day Iraq. And it's only often by looking back that you see the significance of things, right? And that's what happens in Australia too. We look back over time and we recognise that certain things are significant from the perspective of history. Like we look back and in maybe more mixed understandings now of the arrival of the First Fleet and the things, both good and bad, that happened out of that. We look back to what happened in Gallipoli. And we look back to other important things as well. And when they're really important, what we do in Australia is we give them public holidays. You know, so it's like, I'm really glad that the travesty has been fixed in recent years and now we have a public holiday just before Grand Final Day. But we have public holidays for Anzac Day and we have public holidays for Grand Final Day and we also have a public holiday for Christmas. Because there's something important about Christmas. And when Matthew was writing his account of it, he said what actually meant was that when this baby was born, in some way this was meaning that God was with us. And when we hear that someone's going to be with us, sometimes that's a good thing and sometimes that's a bad thing. You know, some of us will be going and having Christmas meals with people over the next few weeks, and some of those times will be good times, and others of those times will be grin and bear it sort of times. And you just don't, sometimes you don't know. And so when this baby was born, we weren't sure whether this is God with us, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. And so Matthew was writing this account of the life of this person, Jesus. And he came to the conclusion that it was a very good thing. That's why it's called the Gospel of Matthew. Gospel means the proclamation of some good news. And when we read the stories in Matthew's Gospel, we find out that Jesus was a great person. He was incredibly good news and to people around him, so much so that it changed their lives. But you know when some important person arrives in town or whatever else, these days it would be a celebrity, right? Crowds flock to them. If you're going to a concert, you can spend extra thousands of dollars to get a backstage pass and maybe see the performer before or after they've gone on the stage. And it's sometimes only the special people that get a place near the significant person. And so is there a place in the Christmas story for ordinary people? And people ask that question 7 times this morning. And when we look at the range of characters of people that were involved in the story, whether it's old people like Zechariah and Elizabeth, or young people like Mary, or people from complex family situations like Joseph, or people that have busy households, or people that are poor, humble students, or people that are from different countries, and I've probably left one out, all of those people were included in the original Christmas. There's hardly a category of person that wasn't included. And then when we read through Matthew's story of what happened with Jesus, we find out again and again that when Jesus was an adult, that there was always place for all sorts of different people. It didn't matter whether you had a contagious disease, which meant no one else would touch you. Jesus would touch you. It doesn't matter if you were ritually unclean and excluded from your community, Jesus would include you. It doesn't matter whether you are rich or whether you are poor, whether you are powerful or whether you are a servant, Jesus would include you. There was a place for everybody around Jesus in his earthly life. And at the very end of Matthew's story, reflecting on all that had happened, he then wrote down a really important line that Jesus spoke to his disciples before he went back to heaven. He said, "And I will be with you always." And then when the day of Pentecost came and God poured out his Spirit, people of all different sorts discovered that God was with them too. Although Jesus wasn't physically present, he was present by his Spirit. And it doesn't matter whether you're a Jewish person or a Gentile person, whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're male, whether you're female, there was a place for you near God, with the bubbling, crackling, life-transforming abundance of grace and joy and peace that this God revealed himself to be in the person of Jesus. At Christmas we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. God is not distant. At Christmas we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. And we get from the life of Jesus some deep and compelling insights into what God is actually like. And so we know that God is both with us and worthy of our attention. And God invites us to open our hearts and minds to say, yes, I want to be aware of this God in my life. I want to be more aware of this God in the moments of my days. I know I need some help in my life. I know I need some security in knowing who I am and where I'm from and where I'm going, and power to live my life in a way that I want to live it, but I find sometimes I can't live it. They're just some of the things that Christmas means. God with us, a place for each of us, and an invitation to pay some deeper attention to God and to think about what God might be saying to you about your life and what God intends for you. So my encouragement this Christmas, when you hear a song singing Emmanuel or some other thing that sort of breaks you out of the craziness of gift buying or food eating or whatever else, you just quietly in your heart ask God, God, help me to know you better. Help me to understand what you're really like. Maybe do some investigating about what Jesus said and did. Maybe you've never read anything, the actual original records of what Jesus said and did. Go and do that. Find a Bible, ask someone, let's read it together, ask some questions, talk about it. Because God is with us. And God wants to be with you for your good. And that's the amazing gift of Christmas.